You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
I'm Davot.
And I'm Fran.
This is Carousel Radio.
This is the first show of 2019. Happy New Year, everyone.
Coming up next.
In this show, we have another episode of our mystery series, Tales of Blackbridge.
I was giving you energy shot. Energy shot.
We have got stories and poems plus news about the Rock House. Welcome along to the 2019 show.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
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 Somewhere in England, by a forest, there is a river. The only way to cross the water is by a black bridge. Crossing the black bridge leads you to a village. The village is old-fashioned, with dusty shops selling books on magic, a candle maker, a bakery, a tailor's, a hair salon, a shop selling hats of all shapes and sizes. In this village, the strangest things happen, as you'll hear the most bizarre stories, tales of Blackbridge.
One day, the people of Blackbridge awoke to find that the sky is totally dark. During the night, bad weather had appeared. The people of Blackbridge awoke to the biggest storm they had ever seen. The storm included some snow flurries, hailstones, bursts of sun, winds so strong that roof tiles flew through the air. The weather appeared to be strong and unpredictable. It was raining cats and dogs in Blackbridge. In Saskia's hair salon, Roy the barber has an early appointment cutting Alex's hair. They are listening to the morning show on Blackbridge 90.6 FM with DJ Zach Beard.
You are tuned in to DJ Zach Beard on Blackbridge FM to celebrate this crazy windy day. Here are everybody's favourite local band, Storm Edge, with Tornado Man.
The weatherman who's right again.
He comes far, far away. He comes far, far away. From the far, far, to the world far away. I am in the wind. Hear my rain. I am the tornado man.
Whilst the sun plays, a huge tornado breaks through the roof of Saskia's hair salon. And Roy, the barber, is sent flying and spinning in the air.
Help me!
Alex is worried that his haircut might be ruined beyond repair. As the sun fades out, Roy falls to the ground, landing on his knees.
Ow!
Next up on Blackbridge FM, Ice Babies by Snow Ladies.
As the sun plays, hailstones start raining down intensely. On closer look, Alex can see that each hailstone is shaped like a miniature baby. Aww.
Next up on our weather-themed show, this is Prince and Purple Rain.
As the sun begins, purple rain falls all over Blackbridge. Meredith realises that the choice of songs on the radio is causing the terrible weather. She says,
"We must turn off all the radios."
Meredith and her friends run around the village, turning off all the radios, whilst Mr. Blackbridge goes to have a word with DJ Zach Beard. As each radio is turned off, the intensity of the storm gets calmer and eventually blue skies return. Everyone is happy. It takes 2 weeks to repair the damaged roofs, the hole in Saskia's hair salon, the stain of purple rain on the thatched roof of Macabella and Pedrella's cottage. Despite warnings, later that month on Blackbridge 90.6 FM, DJ Zach Bid carelessly plays the River Girls' "It's Raining Men." But luckily the skies remain clear. It was just another day, another tale from Blackbridge.
I'm MC Silvercat, and this is the bizarre world of Silvercat.
Incidents of the Gross at Dog Socking by MC Silvercat. My mind plays up sometimes. Certain images must be made into art. They obsess me. I'm addicted to image searches on the net. There's some strange stuff out there. My latest weirdness is animal pica, or x-rays of strangeness. Foreign bodies ingested mainly by dogs. Dog socking. One great Dane ate 47 socks over a course of time. He survived by having them surgically removed. The offending socks were shown in the x-ray, chock full of socks, alongside another breed which had ingested 100 hairbands and various other indigestible things. I never knew x-rays could be so interesting. Humans are guilty too. Eating light bulbs, cutlery, toys, even mobile phones, anything goes. It's a gross out mission, but I like the weird and mysterious. Eclectic visuals to be discovered. How about you all? Please do, it can lead to some interesting places. Just avoid socks in dogs, as questions kept me awake at night. Why weren't the missing socks noticed? Where do the missing socks go from the laundry? Is there a large space dog out there teleporting those socks for ingestion elsewhere? Having aspergers, I need these questions answered. The research is endless on these matters. Good luck in your studies and merry health to the sock survivors. I'm sure there's an answer to it all. Quite often when I'm writing or doing art, I do a lot of image searching on Google or internet search engines. You know, the weird and wonderful sort of, I come across it, and it just made me laugh for a long time that the dog was fine, you know, and the thought of this great day just munching those socks and the pictures of the socks, like, were sort of lined up afterwards. So I decided to write this poem about it.
Online and on digital, this is Carousel Radio, first for news.
This is Carousel News.
The Rock House is a live music night that opens your ears to the best bands around. Some who have learning disabilities and some who don't. It has been taking place on the 3rd of Tuesday each month in Brighton since 2010. The Rock House is a live music night that opens your ears to the best bands around. Some who have learning disabilities and some who don't. It has been taking place on the 3rd of Tuesday each month in Brighton since 2010.
In 2019, it is moving to the third Monday of each month at the Green Door Store in Brighton. It runs from 7 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. The next event is on Monday, 21st of January 2019, and it costs £3.
Expect a busy, loud, fun, sociable environment. Bands and dancing. Woohoo!
Joke, tip, and fact.
Time for your quick, fizzy, vibrant
energy shot.
Energy shot.
David's silly jokes.
Oh my god.
I'll tell you a bad joke, Fran.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Would you get across a vampire and a snowman?
I don't know. What do you get to be across a snowman and a vampire?
Frostbite.
Oh my god.
What do you get across a snowman and a shark?
I don't know. What do you get to become across a snowman and a shark?
Frostbite.
But stop it, that's the same joke as before.
What does the cheese say to the mirror?
I don't know. What did the cheese say to the mirror?
Hello, me.
Hello, me.
Hello, me.
Oh, my God, David.
Would you get a fish with no eyes?
I don't know. What do you get to the fish with no eyes?
That's a joke.
Very funny, not.
Energy shot.
Energy shot.
I got a chance to meet Sam Castellwood at Carousel's Rockhurst Music Night, which features performances by bands with and without a learning disability. Let's hear from Sam.
Hello, I'm Sam Castellwood. I'm a singer-songwriter creating a raw, original, poetic music. I'm also a house poet for Carousel Radio.
So, Sam, you played at the Rockhurst this evening. How was your gig?
It was great. I mean, it was really exciting before, because I'd never played in Brighton before, and I've never played at a Carousel event before. I'm regularly on the radio show with my poetry and sometimes with my music, but it's great to come down to one of Carousel's events and to be at the venue tonight, and the crowd were great. There were loads of people there, which is great, and they were just really into it. It felt like those proper gigs you want to play at, really, because there was a massive audience. It felt for the energy. Everyone was proper into it. They were really getting into the songs, and it just went down really well, you know.
Sam Castellwood.
Liars rain from behind their cheap disguise, free to maim, but justice shall survive. Victor battle way back in 2010, the liars come back in, their sister resurrected. They used talks of change like they were on our side, and their practice damned us to put up.
We love your music, particularly Liar's Rain. What musical influences are in that song?
The song was influenced partly by the folk protest that you hear kind of in from the 60s mostly. I mean, things like artists like Bob Dylan, but also artists earlier such as Woody Guthrie, who influenced me that I could do the sort of folk singing protest thing, that it wasn't just Bob Dylan that did it, the singing and stuff. And also artists later on like Barry McGuire and Country Joe and the Fish.
When and how did you get interested in music?
From when I was a little kid, when I used to listen to the music that my parents listened to, like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and the Pogues and the Kinks. And then later on, when I was a teenager, when I was 13, nearly 14, that's when it became like a passion of mine, as we say. But when I started listening to music more regularly on the TV, like at the time, sort of rock and metal and punk groups like Guns N' Roses, Sex Pistols, Nirvana, Metallica, and I wanted to be a musician, to be out there performing my songs at gigs and bringing out albums, and that's when I worked to develop my stuff, which went into developed into more the kind of acoustic kind of singer-songwriter songs with an edge of punk, but still kind of with the still with the rock influence. I've always been creative. I mean, ever since I was a little kid, I used to draw a lot. I used to spend all my time drawing, and also I kind of quite a young age, since I was a little kid, I used to write poetry as well. So I feel like I have to be doing my songs and my poems or anything else I create about something I feel really strongly about, something I feel needs to express that I've got to say.
What's your best song and what you have written and why?
Headlights Hurt My Eyes has become a favourite of people's, and it's a song. It's songs that it can easier to hook people who haven't heard me before or who aren't listening yet to get their attention. I mean, and for me, it's still one of my favourites as well. It's also on the new EP, and it expresses a lot and about me and what I'm saying. Again, it will be a matter of opinion, really, whether you like those songs that are kind of catchy and easier for you to get into, but still very much me, or songs that are really the kind of the epics, but they will take a lot longer maybe to people to really get into from listening to them.
Headlights on my eyes, my intent to help disguised, as inconsiderate, despised, I just run and hide. Things are building up inside. In your vicinity, I hear your noise. Right in my face, to you it's far away. My focus on all is nearly destroyed. Don't bother you, I look a fool. Your headlights hurt my eyes. So a wall I built divides. Being by your side, it's not personal, realize I'm a different person from your kind. The compulsion so hard to resist, I do it again and again and again. Relinquency tried to hit then missed. This ain't a phase, I'm stuck in this maze. Your headlights hurt my eyes, so a wall I built divides. Can't face being by your side, it's not personal, realize.
How long have you been involved with Heart and Sound? How have they helped you?
I've been involved with them for almost 2.5 years, and they heard me do, sometimes I'll get up and do my music and my poetry, and they really liked it and wanted to support me as an artist. So they've done things like sort of help promote my stuff, help put me in touch with people like James Riley, who worked for Heart and Soul as well. Him help have him sort of mentor me, and they also supported me with my my launch night for my new EP, Living in the Real False World. We had a launch night at Buster Mantis in Deptford, and they supported that, and it was great, full of promotion, and there were lots of people there. It was how into it everybody was, and it went well, and a lot of people got the EP and were really into my music and what was happening and what I was saying and everything.
Hi, I'm James, and I'm a freelancer for Heart and Soul. Heart and Soul is a creative arts company based in Deptford in South London that work to champion the power and talents of people with learning disabilities. Mentoring artists like Sam, some of it is managing bands, some of it is putting on club nights, running workshops. So there's many different strands to the work.
Sam, we like your poems, but can you tell us what is the best poem you have written and why?
I think my favourite poem that I've written is A Sense All Has Fallen. I mean, when I perform that poem, I think that's the best one that comes out in terms of emotion when I express it, when it feels somewhere's a little bit like when you see someone do a theatrical performance. I feel that's one that, for me, that stands out, and I like performing a lot with the sort of expression of emotion of what I'm saying about and the variety of different things I'm saying about and ways of saying them.
In this room, I sense they're near me. I hear and see them all around me. I hear more than you. You've no comprehension of the level of tension that I feel. Impending doom I know will reach me, an overload of what my brain shows. You see what I do, maybe not all, but your mind's incensed with a sense of dread. Because you sense all is not within your grasp. You wretch, you feel I stretched what I see. Peripheral edge stops you from knowing what's around me. I lack the strength that holds your focus. I can't focus with all that's going on. I see a gap in the people that surround me. I feel feeble. I can't stand the feeling. No balance to keep stable. The situation leaves me unable. I must act now. I have to flee from the space I am trapped inside. I let out a gasp. I don't care what they feel. Now I'm relieved from my bereavement. They may sense all has fallen from my grasp. Have I got less? I feel a stretch in ways they see me. Do they have an edge that stops me showing myself around them? I gained the strength to let go of this focus. I shan't focus on them with all that's going on. I hear too much of your activity. I feel I must keep my passivity. I feel the strain on me. The noise takes over me. I can't express my feelings openly. I punch my way out of the tension within me. You'd feel anger if I said how I feel. Now I feel pain. All in all, I'm better. I felt the release. That's not what you perceive. And now you feel all has fallen from my grasp. You're enraged. You feel enslaved by what I feel. You've passed the edge. You've stopped tolerating how my senses bound me. I've lost the strength to hold my focus. I can't show this if it seems I'm going on. I've left the room. It's too tense with you near me. I hide away from all around me. Now I can't move. I've no sense of anything. No feeling of energy is inside of me. Nothing's happening soon. It's all out of reach. So cold I'm frozen. I feel the space is empty. You don't see that I've moved. Maybe not at all. I've done what I suggested. Unless I have more senses.
What would you like to achieve in the future?
I'd like to expand my following, to get more of an audience, to regularly have lots of people at gigs that I do, to bring out albums, to play across the country and or even around the world internationally, and to it's coming together after a lot of time, and also especially after working with Heart and Soul and with my EP launch being really successful, that Heart and Soul supported and got the venue for me and everything, and tonight as well, the Heart and Soul got me the gig tonight at the Rock House. So for that to continue happening and just to really expand and have more people hear my music and my message.
But when you start to know things, you know it shows. We know it's something.
If we don't accept the real false world,
everything could be different.
Thanks to Sam Castell-Ward, we'll be hearing from him throughout 2019. You can buy Sam's music and his recent EP, Living in a Real Force World, by visiting samcastellward.bandcamp.com. You can spell Castell, C-A-S-T-E-L-L.
I'm MC Silvercat, and this is the Bizarre World of Silvercat. This poem is dedicated to Darius, who passed on recently. Thank you.
This is Something Real by MC Silvercat. This is something real in a world where realities scatter nonchalantly. Asperger sends me down diverse pathways from good to scary to wild. Reality to me is a supernova, always ready to explode. Asperger's world is something real I want to validate in visual sounds creations. The world revolves at a fast pace, you gotta keep up, no slackness tolerated. I learned to create things to ease my mind, to cope with thoughts that collected like bricolage. In a world of one for a long time, I had books and imagination. People live how they can and survive. I met people, they come and go. Others make judgments and decide how the world is to be. I put my thoughts out there, I will disappear. The world's art and music may stay. I met you, that's something real. Too much other people, I get frazzled, burnt out, ruminating to myself, stimming today. But it's okay, there are worse things in the world, just accept and get on. I don't mind not always being out and about. Time to be within, reflect, dream the future, be with you, curtains closed. Then it's people time again, real things too. But my reality and amongst the others matters too. I wrote this poem because I wanted to say about the internal world of Asperger's as well as the outward world. Like, quite often I'm looking out for myself, but this is about what happens internally. And like, stimming is I've been making, you know, noises under my speech and instead of speech, and stimming is repetitive movements or vocalizations. So I wanted to cover that a bit, and it's just saying it's okay to be like that and just accept yourself for where you are, really. Darius was my friend, and sadly he's gone now, but he had Asperger's, and yeah, he'll be remembered.
That's the end of the show.
Thank you to all our writers and readers. I hope you have a good 2019. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Our aim is to promote the work of talented, learning disabled writers and musicians.
But we need your help, the listener, to keep this important and exciting project going. We need your feedback on the show to help with our funding.
Please tell us what you think on social media. Search Carousel Art UK on Twitter and Facebook and leave a comment. Or email us at radio@carousel.org.uk.
radio@carousel.org.uk.
Please subscribe to our podcast. Search Carousel Radio on iTunes and give us a rating and a comment. I would feel very sad if it wasn't here.
I've learned how to make a podcast.
And love going out and about to discover the sounds of life and meeting people.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.